This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 911, How Michelle Traveled Outside of the Box in Italy. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Today, hear my story about my trip to Italy in January and find out what my travel tips mean for your next trip.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. You know, it's been a little while since my Italy trip, but I am just still coming off of that high. It was just such an amazing trip, and I don't think I've really had a chance to really go into it on the show yet.
Oh, cool. I'm so excited. You're going to tell us some cool things about your trip, Michelle. I'm excited to hear about how it was.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this. All right. So guys, today I want to tell you all about my Italy trip. And I mean, you said you've been to Italy a couple times, right, Lindsay?
Couple of times when I was studying abroad. I studied abroad in Paris, and in Paris, it's so easy to get anywhere in Europe. Yeah. So I just had a rail pass, and I went to Italy like twice. Yeah, it was cool.
Where'd you go in Italy?
Oh, man. All the typical places, right? Venice, Florence, Rome. And then I went to Verona because I was excited about the Romeo and Juliet scene, you know?
How was that? I missed that. How was that?
It was cool. It was like, it was touristy too, but it was cool. But I'd like to see the local, like local Italy, like small towns. Yeah, I'd like to go explore, take a road trip around Italy or something.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so much fun. Yeah. I definitely plan on going back for sure. Like there's so much to see there and to enjoy. So, I just loved it. Okay. So when I was in college, I studied abroad in London and, I went to Florence just for one weekend. So I had a little bit of a taste and I was really excited, but, it was nice to get to go again and really see different things.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So cool.
Yeah. So, you want to hear where I went?
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Well, okay. So I went to, flew into Milan. Okay. And then we did a day tour of Lake Como, which was beautiful. And then from there we went to, Venice. So Venice and then Florence and then Siena and then Rome.
Awesome. So how much time were you there in total? Was it 2 weeks?
I think it was about 2 weeks, so maybe like 15 days or so. Okay. But it was just fantastic. And you know, a lot of times on our trips we really run ourselves into the ground, like, so you know, we're the type that we don't really take a vacation on vacation, you know, like we need a vacation after the vacation, because we really like to go and see as much as possible and experience everything we can, and especially eat everything we can. But this time I felt it was a little bit more relaxing. Like we just picked, I mean, it sounds like we went to a lot of places, but we had a lot of time, so I didn't feel like we were like going too crazy.
Okay, that's good. You got to pace yourself.
yeah, for sure. So it was great. But yeah, so I wanted to tell you a few of the things that I did that were highlights, right?
Okay.
So some of my favorite things were we took a food tour in Rome.
Oh.
And that was great because it actually turned out that we had because it was the off season, we were the only two people on the tour.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, wow. That's awesome. So you had your tour guide to yourself.
Yeah. And he was from Rome. And so we had a lot of fun with him because we asked him I'm interested in really random stuff about the place, like very more like local stuff. And
yeah.
And I ended up getting a lot of chances to like ask those kinds of questions. And so we stopped at many different places to try good food. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great and delicious. So that was definitely a highlight. what couldn't be a highlight about a food tour, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's so cool. I've taken a cooking class actually when I was in Peru, when I was in Lima, I took a cooking class and that was pretty awesome. You got to love food tours and cooking classes, Michelle. They're the best.
Well, because the food is really like so much about the culture, right? It shows so much about the culture. So that's one of my favorite things. I mean, yeah, I love to eat here, but it's just so much fun to really learn about the culture. And so I felt really lucky that we got to be with this tour guide, just the two of us.
My gosh.
Oh. Yeah. So that was great. And something that if we had gone in a later month, like there's no way we would have just been the two of us. So that was good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, you're making me excited to go to Nicaragua.
Yeah, you should be. That's so exciting.
That's awesome.
But yeah, like some other highlights were, we tried a casual local restaurant in Venice. It was near the university and, you know, we wandered around the streets and the markets and, you know, we went on a tour of the Colosseum. So we got to go inside and that was really special.
Cool.
Yeah. And we found, we tried to find non-touristy places to spend time.
Awesome.
So that was fun. We just, you know, lots of wandering around, street food, restaurants. Some museums, like it was my second time to see the David and it's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's beautiful, right? And where's the David? That's in Florence?
Florence. Yeah, that's in Florence. And so it was when I saw it the first time, I was really like, wow, this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen because it's just like crazy to think that a human did it. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. Wow.
It's just, I can't believe it. So, it was nice to see David again.
Cool.
And yeah. So it was great. We did also, as you mentioned, so we did take a food class. We took a cooking class. That's what you call it.
Yeah. Awesome. What did you learn to cook?
Well, we cooked, we started off, we went to a market to pick up some of the ingredients with the instructor, and we made a sauce. Well, he really made the sauce for us,
okay.
But we watched. And we made tiramisu and ravioli and tagliatelle.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. There's nothing like eating pasta in Italy with good sauces or good.
Yeah.
I think they call it the salsa, right? I think that's what they call it. Is that right? Salsa? So good.
I don't remember. Yeah. But that was one of my highlights because in Japan, we took a sushi making class.
Okay. So you guys always do the cooking classes when you travel.
Yeah. I think that's going to, like, it wasn't really a tradition before, but I think it is now that we've done a second one. I think, you know, I really recommend that if you travel somewhere, you know, aside from whatever other tours you're doing or whatever you're doing, I think the cooking class is just so much fun because you usually get some sort of local instructor and, you know, you get to really, I mean, what could be more fun than learning how to make pasta.
Totally. And as a side point, did you have a chance to meet up with Massimo, who's in Italy, one of our students from the Boston Adventure? No, that's too bad. Maybe next time.
I know, because unfortunately I was only an hour away from him for like one day. And it was the day I got in. And it was not a pretty picture with the jet lag. And I think it was just too difficult. But I was so sorry I didn't get a chance to see him. But we did speak and he gave me some great recommendations.
Okay. It's the coolest coolest thing when we travel places and our listeners sometimes reach out to us and tell us that, you know, that they're from this place. And I was able to meet up with Jing in the San Francisco airport back in February, which was so cool. It's so cool to meet you guys. So if you guys hear that we're going somewhere and you're from that place, just reach out, send us an email and say, hey, like, maybe we could meet in the airport for a coffee. You know what I mean? Like something very simple. So let us know.
Yeah. So cool. We would love that. We would love that.
Yeah.
So when you went, when you did your cooking class, what did you make?
Well, that was in Lima, and we made a fish dish, but we started with a fish dish. Yes. We started with a course that was, it was like an appetizer, but it was really heavy. It was really good. It was made of cornmeal, like corn, something corn related, but just very like thick. Mm. It was kind of like a custard of corn. Mm-hmm. And we also made pisco sours, which are famous in Peru. If we have any Peruvian listeners, they're going to be excited. Pisco sours. And we just came out of there pretty full.
That's good. That's how to do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So do you have any tips for our listeners today, Michelle, who are maybe traveling to Italy or what?
Yeah. Well, I have 4 basic ones. And if I think of any others along the way, I will let you know. But yeah, these tips are, you know, they're specific from my trip to Italy. But I mean, I really think that in many ways, a lot of these can be just said for, you know, like many places when traveling. So they're kind of my Italy, but regular travel tips as well.
Yeah, I love that.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right. So the first, you ready here to hear the first one?
I want to know what they are because I bet they would apply to our summer program too for our listeners who are coming. So let's hear what they are.
All right. Here we go. So the first one is get lost, right? Mm-hmm. It can be so easy to be staring at the map, and especially like I think in Rome and Venice, those were my 2 favorite places to just like throw out the map and take a stroll and, you know, wander. It made me think of this phrase, off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm. I like that phrase.
You know that phrase?
Yeah.
It's like, what does that mean? It's kind of like just away from the normal area.
Yeah. Like away from where everyone else goes, someplace different. Yeah.
And I know you're that kind of traveler too, right, Lindsay? You don't really, you kind of shy away from the big areas.
Oh, God. I hate being around large groups of tourists. It drives me nuts. So I like to go to small towns, even though it's not as convenient. You can't have like maybe the kind of food you want, but you get a real experience. So that's what I like. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. So, you know, it was just fun to find new neighbors. Like, in Venice, when we wandered off by, we wanted to see, like, a lot of Venice is very touristy. But when we wandered off for our last night, we were just in an area that, like, you know, I that seemed much more local.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and I like that. And that was actually, I think, one of the best meals. So
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like Times Square versus Union Square, right? You've done an episode on this, an exclusive limited time bonus video about this, Michelle. But maybe our listeners who, if they didn't catch it, you know, in the summer, this summer, when you guys come here, if you apply for the Urban Immersion Program, you know, we probably won't take you to Times Square. I can probably say that with pretty good confidence, right, Michelle? I mean, you guys can go to Times Square on your own before or after the program, but we'll probably stay away from Times Square. We're going to take you to places like Union Square, which is where the locals hang out, to show you the real local New York City. I mean, that's a perfect example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely avoid Times Square.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone can go. The problem is, like, when you go to a place like Times Square, like, you're not seeing the real New York. You're seeing New York for tourists.
Yeah.
So you could be anywhere.
But yeah, I do agree that, I mean, I do think that, like, you know, with touristy stuff, it's interesting because you don't want to do it. But like, sometimes it's like, you just you do have to experience it. Like, I would have never not gone to the Colosseum or the Trevi Fountain.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Rome.
If you for a listener to coming to New York, you have to go at some point.
You have to go, but I'm not going to go.
Yeah, we're going to let you guys do that on your own.
So that's the first tip, is get lost. The second one is, it can be really tempting to go to the restaurant. I mean, this is kind of along the same lines, but this is really an overarching theme is, you know, a lot of restaurants, they have pictures on the menus, and our guides, you know, they've said, don't go to the ones with the pictures on the menus because those are tourist spots.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah. And like, sometimes they can be more expensive. And so again, this is also with the food, right? When you're looking, don't just get lost in a regular, like any area, and then don't eat anything there and come back to the tourist spot to eat, right? Find a small place away from the main drag, right? And that's probably going to be the best meal that you're going to have. And eat the street food, especially in Italy. Oh my goodness. When I had not necessarily street food, but I mean, more like the little cafes, like get a sandwich and those things. So don't feel in the beginning, like my husband wanted to sit down for most meals and I was like, no, look at all these sandwiches.
Yeah. If you're in a country like Italy, the food's going to be great. I mean, no matter where, right? Hopefully. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. So the third tip is take the train and the bus between cities. You know, you don't have to feel Italy is great because you don't have to really like fly much, right? Don't feel like you have to get on a plane. Okay. Mm-hmm. At least from where around we were going. But I think, and take the train and the bus and try and stay awake on those trips because I was very tired. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I would try and use those times to sleep. But when I would wake up, I'd be looking at like really beautiful scenery. And I also like seeing, you know, the areas between the big cities.
Yeah, like, that feels real, right?
Right. Because you're like, oh, I could imagine that, you know, people live in this town or this seems like, you know, I remember near Siena, we stopped near, seeing like just like a little town right nearby. And that was a really different view. So I like that.
Cool. I love that. I love that too. I love riding trains. Train travel is the best.
Oh, yeah, I love it too. And then the last, we're running out of time. I know we're going for a while, but, you know, if I think of any other tips, I'll do some more in another episode. But the last, one of the things that I really loved about this trip was sometimes, you know, when we told people we were going to Italy in January, it was like, what are you crazy? Like, you're missing the best time in Italy. You're missing like the, you know, the springtime and the summer when it's really beautiful. But so at, you know, sometimes I felt a little like, oh, I would of course loved warmer weather, but I really liked that I went in the off season.
Yeah, because I suppose it must have been a little bit cheaper. I mean, that's one thing, right?
It was a lot cheaper. Like we got one of our hotels was absolutely beautiful and it wasn't expensive at all.
Yeah. And then also you don't get stuck in the herd of tourists.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I think just I've heard that in Italy it can get really, really hot. But of course, I think the main season is maybe April through October or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I say, you know, go in the off season. Don't schedule your vacation all around weather. That's my basic tip, is because every trip I've gone on, even if it's cold, you don't remember that it was cold. You know, you remember the time that you had. So if you can only go in January, don't worry. Like, it's good. It's all good. It'll be a little bit chilly, but you'll avoid, you know, they were telling us, especially in Lake Como, that it was the tour guide said this was his favorite time to give tours because he can actually move. Like, he can actually move through the town and get to know the group. And so I just think that it's a really fun time to go. Don't shy away from the January, February season.
I love it. It seems like the overarching theme here, Michelle, with all your tips is think outside the box when you travel. Don't think like the herd, right? Don't think like everyone else. Don't do the same things. And I mean, that's, you know, the program that we have this summer is going to give you a very similar opportunity. And Michelle, it seems like you guys travel a lot in the off season. You do these things and then you come back with these cool experiences, right? And that's the fruit of travel. It's not about standing in line with a bunch of other tourists from our country. You know, I think.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I think we're very similar travelers, Lindsay, except I am more of a city traveler than yeah. you're more of a, yeah. But the idea of like being with the locals, I think is very similar.
Definitely. I love that. Any takeaways for today other than that, Michelle? Anything we want to leave our listeners with?
Well, yeah, this is the kind of experience that I'm, you know, we're going to try and offer you in New York.
Yeah.
So, you know, you will have it all set up for you and we will be mm-hmm. taking you to places that are more local. And so it's just going to be a great time. So I want to leave you with that excitement and, you know, yeah. and, you know, just wander, get lost, and we will help you get lost without really getting lost.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And we should still have spots available for New York and Boston as well. If you guys want something a little more low key, more relaxing, Boston is your place to go. All right. So you have a couple of options this summer, which is so cool. So go over to allearsenglish.com/immersion and apply now before the prices go up again.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for listening all about my trip, Lindsay and everyone.
Yeah, no, this has been cool. Thanks for sharing. I'm glad you had a good trip.
Yes, thank you. All right, have fun in Nicaragua.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.